fats, or about 125 fewer calories a day. Over the course of a year, that would translate into 11 to 12 pounds of extra weight they would gain by having the candy on the desk instead of 6 feet away. We asked the office workers if 6 feet was just too far to walk, but they said, "No, it's just that the 6 feet gave me pause to think. Am I really that hungry?" And half the time, they said no.
Weren't you also able to influence how quickly people ate?
Yes. We had people eat lunch sitting across from somebody who was instructed to eat either 50% more slowly or 50% faster than the typical person would eat. We called it forks per minute. We found that when someone was paired with someone eating faster, they ended up eating significantly more calories than if they ate alone. And when they were paired with someone eating slower, they ate fewer calories. There's this mimicry effect.
Can't people tell when they're full?
Most people say, "Okay, all these little things around me might influence me a little bit, but I know when I'm full. I know when to stop." So we asked ourselves, what happens if your plate never empties? So we brought in these refillable bowls.
People couldn't see that the bowls refilled as they ate?
Right. And those who unknowingly ate out of the refillable soup bowl ate 73% more soup than others. When we asked them if they were full, they didn't rate themselves as more full than the other group. They'd say, "How can I be full? I have half a bowl of soup left."
They relied on external cues?
Yes, they kept on eating.
So is it possible to make yourself less mindless? That is, to think about what you're eating and therefore make better choices and not overeat?
This whole idea that you can prevent mindless eating with the power of your mind is completely wrong. What we need to do is to set up our environment, whether at our home or work, so that we mindlessly eat less, rather than just continue to overeat.
What changes should we make?
The key is to simply rearrange or re-engineer our environment, so we mindlessly eat less and enjoy it more. For example, if you eat more from a large container or plate, get a smaller one instead. If a nearby candy dish on your desk leads you to eat twice as many candies, and it does, move it 6 feet away. Small changes in your environment can make a big difference, even though you won't notice a big change in your diet.
5.32.
What made you eat more of that ice cream than you intended? Why do you always eat too much when you go to a restaurant? If you're like most people, external cues influence how much you eat, which foods you eat, how fast you eat, and more. When people eat mindlessly, they are unaware of the signals and cues that affect their eating habits. Brian Wansink, author of the book Mindless Eating, has spent a career investigating those cues and why people eat more than they need to, even when they're not hungry. In other words, why do people eat mindlessly? We spoke to Mr. Wansink to find out more. So, Mr. Wansink, why do people overeat?
We asked people to think of the last time they could remember overeating. Then we asked, "Why did you eat so much?" About 12% said, "I overate because of something emotional," or "I was feeling sad," or "I was bored." About 51% said they overate because they were really hungry, and 37% said they overate because the food was so good. So we asked ourselves, what happens if the person is not hungry and the food is terrible? That led to our stale popcorn study.
What did you test?
We gave people popcorn that was either fresh or 5 days old. On a scale of 1 to 10, people rated the taste of the stale popcorn a 3. It tasted like styrofoam.
Yuck! Sounds awful. And you gave moviegoers either medium or large bags?
Yes. And we gave them to people who had eaten dinner within 20 minutes of arriving at the theater. So we gave them bad food when they weren't hungry, and people ate 34% more from the bigger bag. If the popcorn was fresh, they ate 45% more from the larger bags. When people left, we said, "Gee, you ate 34% more. Do you think the size of the bag had anything to do with it?" And every one of them said, "No, how could it?"
Are big servings the only influence on how much we eat?
No. Very simple things have a tremendous influence on how much we eat. We gave office workers candy dishes filled with candy every day for a month. The bowls were placed on either their desks or 6 feet from their desks. We found that a typical office worker would eat about 9 chocolates, which is about 225 calories, if the candy dish was sitting on their desk. But if we moved the candy dish 6 feet away, they ate only 4 chocolates,